Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Multi-X. Picks two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2, pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2, pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
The last time we were in Murondoy, Kimal surprised Sharona by taking her to meet his dad, Frederick, and sister Kavita. They seemed impressed with her, much to Kimal's satisfaction. Kimal later told Sharona that he would soon be taking her to meet his mother, Marla, and little sister, Mina. Simon presented Pepper with flowers to show his love and gratitude for her making him a father again. He finally convinced her to accept the pregnancy, and she admitted she was getting used to the idea of becoming a mother. And now, as we return to Murondoy, Kimal is taking Marla for a drive.
Kimal, what's this big secret about Bai?
Mommy, relax. You'll soon find out.
Where we going?
Enjoy the drive. We're not going far.
Okay.
Why not Elamina coming back from town?
They should be on their way back by now.
Okay. I was hoping I got to do this with everybody one time, but it's fine.
Why are we stopping at Coretta?
We've reached our destination.
Coretta?
Yep.
Oh gosh, Kimal. Listen, I hope that you ain't got yourself in no problems with Coretta. She is problems.
Nothing of the sort, mommy. Stop jumping to conclusions, Naman.
Kimal, this is weird, bye. What business you could got with Coretta, eh? She drunken husband John and knocking about the village like he ain't got no hope or a promise.
Maybe we can help him get into rehab.
Who's we? Does Coretta husband, and she got to see to that. So besides, she can't force you to go if you don't want to go.
That I know.
I don't know is what happened to John. When John first come to Murondoy, you would think that he was a decent person. Next thing you know, he beat up Coretta and he end up in prison. Now he's a knockabout village drunk.
I don't think John is a bad person. I just think he needs some help.
Right.
Anyway, you ready to go inside?
So wait, Kimal. We going inside?
Yes, mommy.
What was this?
Come on, man.
All right. I hope that I don't regret this.
It's not something you're going to regret. All right? I brought you here because I want you to meet someone who is really special to me.
Wait, what?
Come. I'll tell you about her as we go in.
Oh gosh, Divine, Kevin, I can't believe we sit down here planning my father's funeral program.
Unique?
Everything gonna be okay, hon.
It's like every day I wake up hoping it's all a dream.
You're not alone in this, babes.
We here for you, through it all.
Yeah.
Babes, you think you're gonna be able to read the eulogy?
I don't think I could do anything on the funeral day. I don't think I can even have a voice.
Right.
Don't put me down to do nothing. Whole time, I think I'm gonna be holding the casket crying.
Oh, hon.
Gosh, this is tough.
Yeah.
So, we got everybody for scripture readings. Is just somebody for do the eulogy. You think Miss Rhonda gonna be able to do that?
Don't put me or mommy down for do nothing. One of my father family could read it.
Okay.
We got your Mary down here to do one of the scripture readings.
My brother is only 7. I didn't even think he fully understand what's going on.
I know.
I just can't wait for see he and mommy though. Just 3 more days till they come with the body.
Yeah.
This is all so crazy.
I never thought the next time I see my little brother or my mother, it would be under such circumstances. What is life, eh? When we there fighting one another and living like cat and dog. Any day, just like that, could all be over.
That's the reality of life.
It really makes you sit and evaluate things.
I never thought Daddy would leave me so soon. He was so happy and always had a positive outlook on everything. Daddy was one of the nicest person I know. From the time he came back into my life, my father has been there for me. Yes, he was in New York and in Guyana, but any time I could call on him, I could depend on him. He showed me what a father's love was. I will miss him. I will miss him so much.
A piece of him will always be with you, Unique. Memories don't die.
That's all I got to hold on to now. I just wish... I keep saying to myself, I just wish Iceland to get to meet you.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
When the funeral and everything finish, we could probably take a trip to the U.S. so Iceland can meet me, Daddy.
I don't know how I feel about going to the U.S. so soon after Daddy die. The fact that he won't be there, I don't know if I can handle that.
All right, we could go with your pace.
Maybe we can all take a little vacation next year.
Not a bad idea.
We could even try and go somewhere before the year is out. Maybe somewhere in the Caribbean. I think a little change would do you good, Unique.
I can't think about anything like that right now, Divine. I just want to see my mother and my brother. And I want to see Daddy. I got to see he lie down in the casket for believe he really dead.
Oh, Unique.
It could be a joke, you know. Like a prank Daddy playing on me. You know he got a sense of humor. This whole thing could just be a prank and he, mommy, and Jamari just come home for a little holiday. You know Daddy, he always like to make a big entrance. Gosh, I would laugh my head off when I see. Yeah, boy. I know Daddy could play a joke. This could just all be a joke.
Yeah, Mr. Arby love a joke, yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all see, right? It could be a big joke. Next thing we turn up at the airport and there is Daddy. Yeah. Just a joke.
Unique.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. It's okay.
Well, Marla and Kimo, I really didn't expect in company. Don't mind the confusion. John drink again last night and make a mess of the place.
Oh gosh, Coretta. Girl, you alright?
I good. I make up me mind for putty out.
I hope that you're not in any danger.
No. John ain't gonna make them jokes with me ever again in this life. One are we gonna end up in the ground? And girl, it ain't gonna be me.
Coretta, look, try, yeah? This domestic violence thing is not something to play with. It's too many women dying in this country, man.
You telling me?
Miss Coretta, she run at home?
No, she gone to the supermarket. You didn't tell she was coming?
No, I wanted to surprise her.
She gonna come back just now, man.
So, Coretta, you think that me son and this girl, they're a good match? Because the way he was smiling when he was talking about she?
Is a good match, Marla. Trust me. a good match.
Mom, that's why I want you to meet her. Daddy and Kavita are crazy about her.
Oh?
I'm gonna run and find her at the supermarket.
Alright.
Alright, Mom. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, Coretta girl, look, I never see me son like this.
Girl? He like me cousin bad.
So she is a good girl.
A good, good girl. I won't encourage you son with nobody I know is a rotten egg, family or not.
I hope not.
I don't think him about the wedding. I don't think you know the children gonna look. I don't think
Hold up, Coretta, wait. Wedding? Children, you need to calm down and slow down.
Marla, I'm so excited for these two young people.
Coretta, look, I understand, but Kimal ain't ready for marriage. If anything, we should be telling these two young people to slow down and take time to know one another.
Take time to know her. It's not an overnight thing.
Exactly.
Oh, Marla. You know them two young people gonna make their own choice.
But Coretta, that don't mean that we can't guide them. Kimal ain't ready for marriage or a baby.
Mothers always like that with their son.
I might have had Kimal and Kavita young, but I want them to do things the right way. You know, finish their studies before they think about children and marriage and all of that.
All right. I understand that.
Yes, man. Listen, we just want we children to do better than we.
I can do me part for lead them in the right direction.
You think that, you know, they're sexually active?
No. Mm-mm. I ain't get that impression.
Good, because it's way too soon for though. Let it take the time, you know?
Even though we can't stop them when they're ready.
I know, but I don't want them to rush into anything, to live with any sort of regret. This must be a healthy relationship.
Divine, thanks for coming over and helping me put the program together.
No problem, Unique.
I'm going to lie down. I got a headache.
All right, later. Kevin, I got to run.
Let me walk into your car now.
Okay.
Divine.
Yeah.
I'm really worried about Unique, you know.
Me too.
I'm afraid, Divine.
I know what you mean. Look, when she started talking about if this whole thing could be a prank and your father ain't really dead.
Yeah, it's affecting her mental health.
So what you want to do?
Well, I can't talk her into going to therapy now.
It might actually help though.
Unique is not in the frame of mind to talk to anybody right now. Not before the funeral.
It might get worse after.
Oh boy.
We got to prepare for the worst before Unique can start to heal, Kevin.
I know that.
My friend been through so much in life. It's like she can't catch a break. It's one thing to the next.
You think? I don't know, Mom. I don't want to sound selfish, but you think this might bring me and she closer together and help our marriage?
I think it will, you know. Unique has already been talking about the value of family.
I realize that.
Kevin, you're a patient man. I don't know how many men would put up with Unique for so long. For less than this, some men would have done walk away.
Divine, I love her.
The love you have for her is just something out of this world. I respect and admire you for that.
I could never give up on Unique. I don't care what we're going through. She's the love of my life.
Things will get better for you. Just keep praying and get whatever professional help you can.
I intend to, Divine.
Alright, I got to run home to the little ones now. I'm sure they're driving Ryan crazy.
Masala say hi.
Alright, and don't forget, Kevin. Everything you and Unique going through right now gonna make you stronger. If nothing can break you by now, nothing ever will.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.